Hi guys, I am came back with a new topic, Top 5 WordPress SEO Mistakes That Beginners Make. SEO can be very easy to use once you get the hunch of how to use it well. In the outset, just like any newcomer and beginner, you tend to make mistakes. Some errors can be severely detrimental. This can even stop you from getting found when you are being searched. The WordPress relies heavily on traffic that is organic, therefore being on the second page of Google cannot be a feasible option. Here is a list of 5 mistakes that a freshman like you make unknowingly. Not including keywords and blocking search engines. Any new post on the WordPress website creates numerous links with strings of numbers that are meaningful. This happens when you do not specify whether you want your URL to be based on certain keywords. A web surfer always prefers sites with meaningful URLs that describe the topic of the page. Along with this, another serious mistake that beginners make is not allowing the search engines to crawl. When you check that little box option for discouraging search engines, you tend to suppress the rank of your site's page. Hence, this gross error results in zero traffic on your page. Not connection with Google. You very easily begin to despise Google for its no leniency policy with new websites. Therefore, as a result, you tend to disregard the essential tools and do not incorporate them into websites of yours. The significant ones are the analytics and console. The console is necessary in a case of making Google understand the posts and pages that exist. The common issues include links that are broken and HTML problems. It also includes other inputs that are vital. You also miss out on the search engine's help of showing what sort of search your site holds. SEO plugin not installed. There are a whole lot of people who promise that WordPress is excellent for the search engine optimization. In fact, in most of the cases, it is full of garbage. They are correct about a single fact though, and that is that WordPress and SEO is a great match if you set it up well. However, most of the time you forget to add an SEO services plugin. This plugin makes WordPress run like a machine that is well oiled. When you commit this mistake, you tend to lose on the basics of setting up a good SEO. The plugins also do not solve many of the complex cases. Zero leverage for XML sitemap. A sitemap of the XML is synonymous to a table of contents for the website. This helps search engines to crawl over all the web pages. In case even if you do not have an XML sitemap, Google still crawls your web pages, but there is a risk of pages being not indexed. Therefore, if you have a web page that is not linked to any other pages from the website of WordPress, then those pages are bound to be missed by Google. Your web pages miss out on the updated versions and thus making the sitemap less comprehensive. Analytics of conversion being ignored. The managers and administrators of the WordPress websites use analytics to find keywords enhancing the traffic. These keywords are invariably high traffic. And when you shift your focus in the process of competing with them, you are completely unable to. The website owners make this gross mistake of overlooking SEO as a not an end in itself. You aggravate the error of not being able to track conversions and link data by not using plugins. Not being able to connect data to your SEO analytics create problems for your web pages. Learning from the errors. The common mistakes of not incorporating keywords and averting search engines can be overcome. They can easily be avoided by making the smart SEO decisions which make you reap the rewards. The errors once overcome get you boatloads of traffic right on your web pages days after days. Therefore, put words in appropriate places, conduct proper research for keywords, install SEO plugins and never discourage the search engines. For more information, please visit us at www.isrankings.org weblink.